Hello and welcome to Earthship. First episode, Aaron, here tonight on Earthship. We're all just passengers on this great big planet, so we might as well have a good time, learn a little bit about it and a little bit about ourselves. Here tonight to give you an opportunity to listen to some of the local artists, how they see the industry, what's going on. I'd like to introduce everybody. We got Sean, he's our engineer, runs this whole show, makes it happen for us. Tell us a little something about yourself, Sean.
Thanks. It's good to be here. We started MT Radio back in November, and equipment has grown a little bit, but it still keeps us going.
And who do we have over here, this lovely lady?
This is Rachel.
How you doing, Rachel?
Doing pretty good. I'm very, very excited right now. Very excited.
Excellent. Excellent.
And next to her, we got from the Young Hitters here tonight, Jay Jones.
Jay Jones, TX representative, baby. That's how we do it. The hitter's in here.
And Duke after that.
Oh, yeah. It's Duke on your earlobes right now. I'm from Billings, MT. Raised, shoot, about everywhere.
And the chameleon.
Yes, the captain of the ship.
Captain of the ship.
Owner of Preferred One Global. Trust Nobody Music, Snow Kittens, which is a lingerie and bikini magazine. We'll get into that later.
We got a lot to talk about there.
We have a few things to talk about here. So, yes, and co-creator of the Young Hitters.
So tell us about that, Young Hitters. Where does that come from?
Actually, my cousin, who's not here, Young Merc, came up with the name, the Young Hitters. The concept of what it is basically artists from around the country coming together to tell one particular story. And the concept of what that is all mine. So that is what the Young Hitters is. And it's been in creation since 2006. Things happened that hampered our growth. He went to prison.
we had to wait
until he got out to continue it, but you know that the time that that he was in there, I was out here building. So it's time now. So you know, it's time to make this thing happen.
Cool. Yeah, it's all about that time now. Going back to owning it, it's yours. You guys recently signed a distribution contract. Am I correct?
Yes, with Rap Legends. There's an arm of Sony. It's huge for us because this is something that we've been trying to get for just forever. I've been doing this since 98. And that was always, the white whale, you know, something like that, especially from out here. So, we were finally able to acquire that. And, you know, this Young Hitters, CD is the first step on hopefully what will be a magical journey. But, you know, the music industry, you never know. So we'll see.
Yeah. Now, your deal is distribution deal, correct?
Yes.
Can you talk about what kind of deal that is, or terms and conditions at all, or are you bound not to?
Actually, I'm not bound to quite yet, just because of... How do I want to do this? The lawyer work on that, but it's basically distribution. You know, they will distribute all Preferred One Global product at a 60-40 cut. So
you get 40.
No, I get 60.
Okay.
Okay, but part of that is there's lots of crap in that to where, you know, we didn't take any advance or, I mean, basically we're doing this, you know what I mean? So we're taking on a large responsibility, which, you know, some people have said, oh, you know, smart, do this. Some people have told me you're a fool because you're going to be broke at the end of this. So get ready. So we'll see.
Well, I think it's interesting that you got into this and you didn't take an advance on that. And I see a lot of groups that get together and they take the advance and they go out there and they never are able to pay it back. They're on tour, they're on the road, they just burn each other out. And that's the end of it. No advance on it. Money out of your pocket. You're yes. in control. It grows as fast as you want.
Yes.
And they handle
this. Or screen. Slow.
Or slow.
Yep. Depending on, you know, what your level of expertise in the field is. You know what I mean? The thing that I, you know, because I have other family members that are in the music industry. I have a cousin. His name is Myshawn. He is on Universal. He just done a movie for BET called Frat Brothers. So if you ever, you guys ever, I don't know if you have BET, but if you do, if you see Frat Brothers and you see a kid on there, Myshawn, that's actually my family member. And I've just seen some of the hoops that he jumps through when you're on a major. And, you know, really, I would rather sell 50,000 and own everything than sell a million and own barely anything. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I'm seeing. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in this industry that people assume that they're wealthy and they have money and this and that. And, you know, when you get into it, lawyers, managers, what the company's taking for videos and all that stuff, these guys are not really making what, you know, what people think they are. You know, if you look at the millionaires, the actual real millionaires in the hip hop industry, it's probably under 20, probably, that are real ones. So
it's real easy to burn through $1 million, though.
Well, it is. Well, that is very true. But, you know, these guys are coming out of situations to where they have no money management skill.
Yeah.
So they don't understand, you know, if you're spending a dollar, they're taking two and what that actually means. And you can owe a lot, you know, very quickly and not understand that. You know what I mean? And, you know, you sit down in one of those meetings and they're showing you what you've done and. You know, they're charging you for a Snicker bar, and you're like, oh, I had to pay for that? And that's a problem. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, you had to pay for it, you know? Yeah. And, you know, the stuff that I've just, you know, I've got all kind of crazy stories. I've seen guys literally, like, you see these guys, they have, like, the jewelry and the vehicles and, you know, in these music videos and, you know, they're literally renting that stuff. Or
oh, yeah, you got it.
They're literally like you go to a car lot and you go on a demo. You know, like how they take you in a demo to, oh, and you take the demo, go shoot the video and bring it back. Oh, I decide I didn't want it.
I like that idea.
So, I mean, you know, and I respect that because you have to get creative in this. You have to, you know, you have to make your dollars, you know, grow, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but, you know, there is a problem with people, with indulgence, people always overindulging, you know, really what their net value is, what their net worth is, what their value is. You know, you might think you're a Rockefeller, you know, but I mean, you're not, you know what I mean? That's not what your account says, but you know, you're out here trying to live it. So, you're not even a thousandaire. You're not even a hundredaire. You know what I mean? So, you know, my daughter has more money in her bank account than some of these guys. Like, it's ridiculous. So,
it's kind of weird. It's the only job you can have, career, profession, where the fringe benefits are counting your income because that's the only thing you eat.
Right, literally.
The only
way
you get to do anything. Or, right. Yeah, it's the fringe benefits are how you live.
Right, right. So, I mean, there's just, you know, I call it the MTV perception, you know, and Cribs mm-hmm. and some of these TV shows. And there aren't that many hip hop guys really living like that. Not for real. You know what I mean? Like for every one Jay-Z, there's probably a million nobodies that you've never heard of doing it. You know what I mean? And, you know, people signing their lives away to different guys and different people telling you, well, I can do this and I can, you know, I can bring you Mount Rushmore in a suitcase. And you know, they tell you all kinds of stuff, and it just it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? What you want to keep is as much control as you possibly can over your career and profit as much as you can, because the one thing you can do is live with your decision.
How does working, helping your fellow guy come into all that and stuff? Where do you draw the line at that? I'm asking in reference to some. If any have been watching their Facebook page today, I gotta go there.
You're gonna go there, Roy. Okay.
I hopped into the middle of this conversation that was going on, unbeknownst to me.
Right.
There's a whole shitstorm there.
Yeah, you gotta see my phone.
I just kind of bounced through this, and it's a little comical to watch, and it got pretty honest and pretty real very fast. And so, what's you guys' thoughts on that, Jay Jones? What do you think about that?
Man,
what's your take?
Honestly speaking, man, I talked to Fred about it today, and before I even talked to him, I read exactly what he said, and I was kind of laughing at first. So I read it one more time, and I can't even say he's wrong about any of it, not even one word of it. And I knew exactly where he was going with it. So I was curious to see what happened the next day. But funny thing is, I go to text message him and stuff. I'm like, yo, need to come through and talk to you. I'll let you make sure everything's all right. I forget that he just changed his phone number like a week ago, so it looked like he was
For the record, that didn't have anything to do with the timing of the post, okay? So I was going to do this anyways. That just happened, okay? That's my story. I'm sticking to that.
So I sit up here looking at the phone. I'm like, he ain't going to message me back? It's like that, huh? But I talked to him though, man, and it's understandable, man. It's real.
Let's put this into context. We got to put this into context. Let's give him a little background.
Just give me a little ABC.
I'll give you a little background
on
the post and why the post was presented the way that it was presented. There are a number of entertainment gentlemen around here. You have Kyle Palmer that owns Play Hard. You have Jesse Perez that owns Street Sweeper. These guys, along with myself at times, they put out massive amounts of money to do these shows and do some of this stuff. And people don't understand. And let me clarify that. I don't expect the average person to understand that because they're not in it like that. They're just coming for entertainment. Yeah. I got that. Not upset with that whatsoever. But the people that are in this, the artist, you know, we're a symbiote circle. We have a duty to each other to make sure that we can all succeed in this. And some of that is making some type of profit from this. Electricity isn't free.
No.
Microphones aren't free. Mixing boards aren't free. None of that stuff is free. Renting a venue is not free. All of that stuff costs. If the artists around this town aren't paying for studio time, you can't do that without taking a loss. Mm-hmm. That was my point, because it has gotten to the point to where some of these guys expect it. They think I, you know, rhyme on a 16. 16 is, you know, 16 measure in a song. Mm-hmm. And that's equivalent to the 9 or 10 things that you're doing that are getting us to the point to where we can do this. And I don't agree with that. And I pretty much ate it for the last time, and I was fed up with it. And my missus and everybody, they were basically like, yeah, you know, it's time. You know what I mean? If you can take the heat, you know, let them all know what's going on. So that is the basis of that post. And, a lot of the artists didn't like it. They felt that what I got back from it is they felt that I was airing our music laundry to the public. That's what they felt, that I should have took them aside and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. But what I pointed out was, what do you think we've been doing for the last 10 years out here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I bounced into the middle of it and had no clue what was going on, and just kind of right in the middle of the whole thing dropped in and said, this is what it realistically costs for each one of these things that you've got to do to even make a mark that's a blip on the radar in the south, southwestern corner of the lowest trench, and someone might spot it. And it's, you know, 12 grand if you do it all and do it right.
Right.
You know, that's going from a good recording studio time and running that through, having someone catch your tracks, do your production with you on it in production time. You know, the better you have your shit together when you hit studio, and the quicker you can do it, the cheaper it's going to be. So, you know, run through there, get it done. Post-production, you're back another $150 an hour for a good post-production on that, an engineer doing it.
Preach.
You know, I mean, and that's... We built the West Coast and see what it costs.
Right.
At $1,500 an hour.
Right.
It could cost and you.
About to make a lot of kids get tax money for that.
There's an unrealisticness of the artist sometimes here. Not all of them. Some of them do understand. But some of them that this is not free. It costs money to make money. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not spending hours in a studio and... that I gotta go take my kids to private school and do all that, like, for my health. If there's not, there has to be something in this. Yeah. So some people took it personal, and I say,
well, you greedy bastard, you, what's wrong with you?
Roy said that. No, I agree with him. I
you capitalistic pig.
Damn you for trying to be a real American.
You're going
damn
to
you.
Hell. So, you're going to hell.
So that's basically the response that I got, you know, was basically like, how dare you? And I said, well, because I dare. That's what I do. So
it's a valid point, though, all the way around. I mean, there's a lot of valid points and a lot of ways to look at it, and they're not all equal, and they don't all apply at the same time.
Right.
And, yeah, there comes a point in time when you got to put food on the table. You got to feed the kids. You know, as a musician, I remember seeing this sign one time. It's like, me play for free. I buy $5,000 worth of gear, drive 500 miles to play for $50. No, I'm not playing for free.
Right.
You know, you get paid $50.
Right.
It doesn't work.
That's the point of people thinking they don't realize the cost it costs to get where you're right there to that particular point. So there has to be some compensation in that. So, and you know, there's another point to this that we need to touch on too. And, I've been in this for a while, longer than these two gentlemen have been in it, since the late 90s. And if if anybody left the state of Montana in the late 90s to do hip-hop music and you openly said that, you were a laughingstock, okay? You were guilty until proven innocent. You had to really prove that, you know, you could do the craft. I mean, basically, you know, back then saying... hip hop in Montana was equivalent to saying like black in Nashville or white in Compton. Like those two, they didn't go together really. You know what I mean? So you had to really be trying to do something for them to even to really accept the concept of a Montana person doing something like that. You know what I mean? And I know it's just not, you know, the hip hop people that suffer that. It's all kinds of people from Montana that suffer that. They literally think we tip cows out here still. They really think we ride horses. I literally had a dude straight face ask me one time, so, you're from Montana? I'm like, yeah, I'm from Montana. And he's like, so, do you guys ride horses out there still? And I'm like,
Really?
I used to go to Chicago all the time, and I got asked some of the weirdest stuff.
I'll totally suspend common sense right now, and just I'll see how ridiculously ignorant I am about the world, and I'll say some of this stuff, and I'm dealing with this the whole time. So, you know, their first interaction with the state is basically me and the hip hop and what we do and what I do and how I operate, and they're judging this. You know what I mean? So. I take offense to a lot of these guys saying a lot of this stuff because these guys are new. They weren't here. They're basically doing these shows on the stuff we built. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My company was the first company to do a hip hop show out here in the Shrine in 98 when it was like all the desert basically. And now every concert goes there. People take it for granted. You know, that was something that we built.
Well, that the price is right. I mean, honestly, now looking at it from the other side, you built it. You created an opportunity. I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity.
That's exactly right.
That's,
yes, you
should. And you should. That's your ass. I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity. If an luck is an opportunity opens the door, I'm being prepared.
Right.
You know, in preparation. That's what luck is. And you can make your own luck doing
that. That's right.
You can create your own luck.
That's right.
That's all there is to it.
That's right.
It's doable. You can do it. What we got, 20 after here?
Yeah, that's about right.
About a good time to take a quick break, guys. I'm thinking with this, cutting here, money's my business since we just got through that. I kind of like the sound of that, too.
It's kind of, it's a necessity to do this. You kind of need some capital, so I thought it was a pretty good idea for a track.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, let's give it a listen, and we'll be back with you shortly.
My business, you know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2-year-old. Money is my business. Hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out to get into it though. Money is my business. You know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2-year-old. Money is my business. Hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out to get into it though.
Don't work, you don't eat. Man, can I get a witness? Cash rules everything, so that's why money is my business. The hustle never stop, no slow up. See the quickness, back and forth with green. I go Serena if this was tennis. I'm getting it before it even begin. I end discussion if them dollar signs ain't on the line. Forgetting to make the subject. Grind mode never stop. Move with power like I'm rushing. Nigga, my money straight wildin'. Your money barely buzzing.
Now business is my moolah. I gotta stack that Gouda. I stay down on my grind, save every penny, every dime. Mama got nothing. Mama out here struggling. Turn these nickels into something. Won't stop till my family's bubbling. I don't do it to show out. Don't do it to buy the bar out. I do for my future seeds. Making sure my family eats. Making sure my family don't got a sales zip. Have exotic rides and exotic whips. And don't have to ride for the chips. And don't have to worry about shit.
Money is my business, you know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2-year-old. Money is my business, hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out to get into it though. Money is my business, you know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2-year-old. Money is my business, hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out to get into it though.
Cash flow, my pocket swole, you know that I stack some more, 365 a year, 7 days by 24. Never sleeping at any time, always on my fucking grind. Getting this, I'm getting that, real hustler state of mind. I stack it big, I stack it high, ain't no stopping till I reach the sky. Getting money all day, never end on my supply. Ain't no faking, I'm always on mine. Doing it big, I know that I shine. Told y'all niggas that the time is mine. Scarface shit, the world is mine.
My blood got the water, now I'm out to get into it, yo. Shout out to my real niggas moving, those enough. Got they girls swollen up. I'm still trying to feed they 2-year-old. Newborn coming in, he trying not to lose his soul. Groupie hoes and flashy cars, I don't give a fuck about. Came out of my grandma crib, trying to get her and my mother out. Where I receive when that paper come, I'ma get a bike while I run around. My niggas know what this young about. Click, clack, and I want it now.
Money is my business. You know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2-year-old. Money is my business. Hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out to get into it though. Money is my business. You know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2-year-old. Money is my business. Hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out to get into it though.
I'ma get the money, baby. Whether anything shady, real niggas get rapey. Thirsty bitches gon' hate me. Lyrically, I'm gonna lace it. Getting bread, I gotta chase it. Obstacles, I gotta face it. Showing papers, proper placement. Great games, invincible. Resistance to it's typical. Success is always visual. It's a hustle principle. Money making is a science. First rule, be self-reliant. Second is be hate-defying. Third rule, make moves in silence. Both are trying to circumvent my quest to have a world ascent. Dead presidents, they represent my entering the 1%. Real intentions never cruel. Trying to live the golden rule in the land of goons and ghouls. Doubt and use my rocket fuel. Never living
underpaid. Across the world, I'm unafraid. Domestic and my foreign aid. While giving fools financial aid. They hated me like missile shows. And fall apart like sloppy joes. Enjoy your state of status quo. Cause money is the biz I know.
Money is my business. You know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2 year old. Money is my business. Hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out here getting to it though. Money is my business. You know what I do it for. Drop it in the studio after I beat my 2 year old. Money is my business. Hands up if your suit is on. I don't know about you, but yo, I'm out here getting to it though.
And we're back on Airship. Run through real quick. Like, we got Sean over there on the board. We got Rachel here.
Sean and Rachel.
We got Jones, Duke, Canadian.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, that was one of their latest tracks there. We had a little chat about that before, and the music and stuff. And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of this. Anybody got any questions?
Well, I kind of have a question for everybody. I'm kind of wondering who owns all the music.
That would be Preferred One Global, the PC answer. How to explain this? These songs have been moved from at least a couple of albums of my personal album that I moved to the group album. So these guys weren't actually here when I was trying to make some of these songs. They didn't feel right to me. So I patiently waited until I got the right combination of gentlemen. And that's what we created.
You're just being modest, aren't
you? Listen.
Come on.
I have to work with these guys. So,
you got to start.
But honestly, though, it wouldn't have been the same if they hadn't have been on it. So, and that's the truth. So, I'm happy that I waited with it. You know what I mean? So,
sometimes it's not right until those final pieces.
Right. That's exactly
get
right.
Thrown in there.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you take a Hollywood movie, like your best, Hollywood movies. Mine, I love Scarface. I'm a rapper, obviously. I love Scarface.
He doesn't love Scarface.
Right? But would Scarface be Scarface if...
Without his little friend?
If Al Pacino didn't play Scarface, what happens if John Voight played it? Would it be the same movie? Probably not. So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. Like,
Pee-wee
the right people.
Could you imagine how boring it would have been with De Niro doing it, though?
With De Niro doing it?
That would have been boring.
Bad. Oh,
really?
I would think so, because he didn't have the energy of Pacino, though. Yeah. He didn't have the energy.
Robert De Niro, you think he couldn't have done it?
No.
Give him enough coke.
Wasn't Scarface is a movie about coke, so
I'm pretty
sure he would have done a great job on it. But
where were we going with that before, De Niro?
Oh, it was that. I'll reel it back for you. The point of that was that Al Pacino had to play that role to make Scarface the movie that it ended up being. If John Voight played it, it wouldn't be the same movie. That's how I view some of these songs that were intended to be on another project but ended up being on this particular Young Hitters Family Affair project coming out June 28th. You guys, please get your copy. Shameless plug, but hey.
Pick it up.
Yeah, and seeing how all this works out, you guys got a pretty good system going on this. Each person takes turns writing their own stuff. They each make contributions to it. It's kind of a cooperative. Sounds like you're pretty much managing the cooperative.
Yeah.
And as long as everybody's covered under contract, the corporations are formed right, shares are distributed right, then you're good to go. Therein lies the worst part of being in the music industry is how to not get fucked. And that takes a really expensive attorney that's going to run you $275 an hour, and you hope he's an expert in this. And
you hope.
Yeah, you hope.
You hope. That's always the thing. You hope.
You know how you can trust attorneys.
You would be surprised how you think you have a good attorney right up to the point you realize you don't have a good attorney, and it's too late by that point.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Kind of how that worked. So
exactly. And if you haven't been there, you will at some point in time, unless you have a good attorney.
Unless you have a good attorney. Right. Definitely.
You think they got the message on that?
Attorneys suck.
Have a good attorney.
Yeah. Right.
I'm saying nothing is worse than
attorneys
look
are like,
it,
they're just wretched. You know what I mean? They're just, you know.
Nothing worse than looking over at your attorney for an answer, and he's looking at you like, I thought you knew, bro.
Oh, man.
The other one's sitting there looking at you like, I ain't been paid yet. Like, oh, hey.
That's why.
And it's 3 days before court.
It's like, what?
I can't show up for court.
Yeah, attorneys are they're the only people on the planet that literally know I'm going to hell. Going to hell. I'm going to do something. Even if he hasn't done it, he'd be in law school. But he knows I'm going to end up in hell for the things I haven't done yet. For the people I've gotten off, whatever the case may be, the people I held screw on the back end, this land deal over here I did, I laundered this, whatever, you know, helped do this, whatever the case is, they know they're going to hell. So
they better be living well.
But I get to drive a Beamer. Because
I'm
going to
meet them in hell and kick their fucking ass.
Basically, we're going to be there waiting at the gates with bats for them. Like, yeah, you, I've been waiting on you, buddy. Yeah.
Basically, an upfront question you should ask your lawyer. You think you're going to heaven? He say yes, fire his ass.
He's lying to you right there.
Yeah, he's done.
Say next.
So how'd you guys come back into it? You said they were gone, you were waiting for them, and then brought the whole thing together. Jay Jones, what's your story? Where are you at, man? Let's hear from you.
Well, I started out rapping in about 2005, but honestly, I'd done a couple mixtapes just pretty much solo. I had my own little setup at home, just trying to get started and everything, and it was rough. Had a little group I was with and everything, and
you need to bust something out for us?
Not right now. You got to
wait for the album. The next segment.
Yeah, we had our little thing going and ended up doing hooking up with this promoter a while later. Ended up doing some stuff, and we got like about 4 or 5 shows in, and everything just went under. And at the same time, like right before that happened, that's when I got introduced to Chameleon. And yeah, we just talked about some things. He let me know what direction he was trying to go in. And, you know, just was a real cool dude, man. So we ended up being good friends after that. But then we lost contact for a while. And then, stuff just started happening for a reason. Mainly Young Merc. We ended up, I started knowing Young Merc. And he let me know that his cousin, you know, he was doing music with his cousin, starting this group, The Young Hitters. And he told me who his cousin was, and I was like, Chameleon? The one that raps here. Oh, man. I've been looking for him. I'm trying to, you know, get back in contact with him and whatnot. And ended up getting in contact, and that's where we're at right now. I feel like it's meant to be, because honestly, it's we had some struggles and whatnot, and stuff just started linked together at the perfect time. And so now we just running with it. Feel like this is a perfect opportunity. Pretty much, I feel like we're in a position right now. If we fail, it's on our own. God put us here to do this. Right now, we need to do this.
Yeah, sweat equity is probably the cheapest thing you can put into it for an investment, too. The one thing you have to put in, you will sweat. You will work, definitely. So, Duke, what's your story? What's got you to this point here?
To this point, like, first thing... I started rapping probably back in 2002, like back when I was a DJ and just with my boy, we're just sitting there just playing around at the place probably, nobody probably even knows now, it's the Underground. Sitting there, I was 19 years old.
I used to go there.
I was one of the DJs there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Me and my boy just messing around, just made our own song from there. It's like, you know, just trying to go after my cousin here because me and Chameleon are actually blood. And, like, you know, just wanted to be just like that. Like, I want to make music. And then by the end of 2002, I cut out to Texas. Was MIA to, like, 2008. Came back home. And then just sitting there just chopping up with my cousin. Like, he's like, hey, man, you want to do some music again? I'm like, you know what? I'll go ahead and try it. And first track we did, man, loved it. Just like, man, just got that fire again, just to where it's like, all right, let's throw it all down. Like, so it was just the family affair, like, really just, like, you know, kind of sums it all up, because, like, you know, it was just all family coming back together. I mean, he's heard my track, the one that I had messing around, but, I mean, he told me he was proud of me. He's like, man, just keep at it. And here we are now. It's like, the album's great. I mean, a lot of aspects from different parts of all of us. I mean, just love it.
I'm gonna ask just a cheesy interview. This is so cheesy.
This is the softball right here.
It's a Nerf ball. So, who, growing up, who'd you listen to, and who do you remember when you were 4, 5, 10?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm gonna be straight up.
Yeah, who'd you listen to?
MC Hammer.
No shit. Nice.
I ain't gonna lie, but then
I'm glad you admitted that, because I was going to say that. So yeah. I'm the true serum. I was going to tell him. So hey, I'm proud of you. You kept it 100. So yeah.
But yeah, then moving up, man, Crisscross, man, thought as a kid, man, we can rap just like them. That's nothing. Another Bad Creation. I mean, old school. I mean, you mention that nowadays, kids like who? Like, man,
and
come
like
on now.
New Kids on the Block.
Which is I think it's a real problem in the music industry is it used to be you had to know, you know, where what you came from to know where you're going. And you have artists now that don't know. I don't understand if I say, well, name me the, you know, top 10 rappers in the 80s, and 90% of these kids couldn't give you two people. You know, I think that's crazy to me. You know what I mean? You know, my mom, if you ask her, you know, who's this person in the 50s and the 70s, and she'd be like, you know, the Temptations, and she'd ramble them all off. You know what I mean? We did the same thing. You know, you ask me who I like, and I would, you know, Rakim or, you know, Dre and NWA, Public Enemy, and Run DMC, and I'll run through them. You know what I mean? You know, you say Run DMC, and they're like, you mean the guy that got that reality show on MTV? I'm like, no, that's not what he really does. You know what I mean? He does it, but that's not what he's known. That's not what made him famous. You know what I mean? So there's not a real execution of skill, I feel like. I feel people make, I call, since we're on the internet, I can say what I want. I don't have to be politically correct on this.
No censorship.
I feel that, like, a lot of the stuff that I hear, a lot of the stuff from the, you know, South or whatever, sometimes I feel like some of that stuff's dumb music. I mean, you could take a, you know, a nursery rhyme, knick knack patty whack, give a dog a bone, and you could turn this into the top
It's part of the formula. There's a formula for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, and, like, so it's like, you know, you're not
a set in length. You could be within this,
that's exactly,
and this,
right,
and so many. I mean, your time measurement, everything,
right,
is constricted.
And I just, you know, I'm from the era when music taught you something. You know, I don't care what genre it, you go back, even Nirvana, you listened to that Soundgarden, you learned something. You felt like, I'm smarter from having listened to this. My question to everybody on this panel, does anybody feel that way? Maybe excluding Eminem and Jay-Z or somebody like that. Do you feel that you hear stuff on the radio and will be like, man, that, like, you taught me something. Like, wow, you expanded my mind.
You know, it's funny because I was going to ask what your take was on Eminem, because there's nobody. I personally can't think of anybody that even does what he does.
I love him.
My mom loves Eminem.
I'm gonna
and
tell
she
you
jams to him, you know.
Real story about Eminem. This is crazy. He reinvigorated me at a time, you know, Puff Daddy was doing Mace, and they were wearing big silver suits and floating around, and it was real, like, stupid. You know, it was real dummy, and I was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not doing that. If you want me to put on a silver space, if I'm not in space, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? This is garbage. And then he came, and it was a back about the art of what it was intended to be from the beginning. You know what I mean? The 6 o'clock reporter. That's what rap was, or hip, that's what it was supposed to be. You were supposed to give the people that ordinarily couldn't be in areas, you were giving them a news report about what was going on in their areas. Right? You were supposed to stay true to form, but it turned into bravado and silver suits and beefing and garbage and all this stuff.
They got commercialized.
Yes. Yes.
Commercialized, and that happens to all music at some point. So what do you do when, you know, whole genres become commercialized?
Right.
It's the indie groups.
Right.
It's indies.
Right.
Indies come out. They come out with something new.
Right.
A good distribution deal, a good publicist, those two things will carry all the way to the top.
Publicist is crucial in this.
Yes.
You don't have a good publicist.
Second only to your attorney, because without the publicist,
right.
You ain't getting
right.
any money to pay
right.
that attorney, and you don't
right.
have to work.
Yes, that is completely true. So, I mean, that was always my take, and what we're trying to do. We're trying to do some message music, and
what's the message?
A message. Message music is you take people's struggle and you're able to articulate it in a particular song. Okay, it's I can listen to this guy's song or girls, ladies, and I can hear her say something, and
he's scared.
It's me.
He's scared of her.
I'm looking at her. Yeah.
Oh, she's got a look.
But it's
though.
Like you want to. You need to live vicariously through the artist. There's if you can't really do that, you're not going to be at the highest levels. People need to be able to to see themselves in you and what you're doing. If you can't do that, you can't make it. You're just making songs. That's all you're doing. And there's a million guys that make songs. You know what I mean? I don't even know what the correct phrasing is, but I used to hear when I was a kid, my mom used to say it a lot, that's the track of my life. That's the track of my life. And you would hear that, and that means there's something about that whatever that particular person did, they told her story and they don't even know her. But they knew her, and she knew them by what she heard.
I think it's the best music.
It's powerful.
Yeah. No,
it's powerful.
You listen to music like that, and years later, 10 years later, you hear it, and you feel everything
right.
again. You
right.
can smell things. You can feel things. That's such a wonderful feeling.
Right.
You know, even if it's associated with something that might have been negative, you had a loss, somebody died or something like that.
Right.
And it's such a powerful emotion. I think that's remembrance and
that's right.
honoring not only yourself but other people.
Right.
That's a way to honor them, is to give them something like that.
And that's, I feel that's, you know, you're you're a doctor in some senses. You're a poet. You're a marriage counselor. You have to be all of these different things to people, because that's how they, you know, fix stuff in their life. But you know, they can relate to you. They can relate to the story, and you not only tell them the struggles of them, but you tell them how to get through it. And they, through that, they're like, oh, well, yeah, well, he did it. That's how he did it. You know, I'm going to implement some of that into my life. So, you know, that's how I view music. And
I'm just going to.
Yes, that's how you, you know, and that's how you're supposed to
yeah.
view, you know, the music. And you, I mean, you're going to have some gimmicks in there. You know, you want gimmicky stuff, because it's like somebody once told me, true story. I knew a guy, his name is John Lavelli. He owns the company called Pen and Pixel. Now, if anybody doesn't know who Pen and Pixel are, that's the company that all those No Limit Master P covers that we used to see in the 90s, his company did those. And I end up getting to be friends with him and correspond with him, and I would send him songs, and, you know, my stuff was real lyrical and stuff like that, and he would listen to it, and he'd say, yeah, it's good. And I would be like, well, you're not liking it like I want you to like it. What's the problem? And he would be like, man, he said, I'm going to tell you something, man. This will never work. You can't do 12 songs of this. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I make real music. That's real music and blah, 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 and going on. He was like, listen, man, nobody wants to go to a club and take a college exam while they're trying to listen to your music. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be like, you're thinking about what this fool said or whatever and calculating what he's going to say. You just want to dance. So he said, that's why those some of you have to make some of those songs so that they can get to those real ones that you want. You know what I mean? So he changed my perspective, you know, on a lot of things about how you make music and, you know, some of the whoring out you have to do with it, you know, and you know, my issue is people do a whole album of whoring out. You know what I mean? And there's no, there's nothing in there that they can tangibly take with them and improve whatever their life situation is. I got a problem with that, man. So, I mean, it's my opinion. You know, you can take it or leave it, and I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
I think being part of a network is the key. Whatever network you're in, whatever genre of music you're in, have a network. Support each other in that network and just keep it going.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody, there's room for everybody.
Yes, there is.
There is. There is definitely room for everybody. And it's all about, you know, do it. Get it out there.
Right.
Do what you love. Have some fun while you're doing it. Try to stay alive. Keep from going broke, losing everything, and just keep going forward, having a plan.
Right. 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 That's 100% correct. Yeah. And I mean, I don't care, you know, what you're doing, music, building a house, having children. If you don't have a real tangible plan, you're gonna fail. So
some of it's all risk.
It's
it's what you're willing to risk.
That's right.
To get what you want.
That's a great point in music too.
Yeah.
Those guys that aren't, you have to be willing to risk a lot to gain a lot. You know what I mean? If you want high reward, you got to be willing to take on high risk sometimes. And you got people that don't want the risk. They don't want to take the risk, and they don't want to put themselves out there in a way that makes them vulnerable, financially, mentally, emotionally. All of that stuff's in music. You know what I mean? So, and you're going to, you're going to go through that. So, if you stay in this long enough and you're serious enough, you're going to experience, all of that. Like, what do they say? The seven stages of death. Well, you're going to experience the seven stages of music if you stay in this. And for real, you know, it makes you, it hopefully it'll make you a better person. You know what I mean? So sometimes it doesn't, but you know,
it
is what it is.
Experience,
right.
But where are we at on time, Sean?
We've got just under 15 minutes left, and that's about how much music we're looking at left in the list, too.
I apologize. I'm in here yakking like a camel in the desert in Kuwait. I am sorry. I apologize for that.
It's a hell of a
It's awesome.
Here.
So I don't know, Roy, we can take a break, or we could just leave it with a few tracks here. It's up to you.
Let people listen to the rest of what you sent me and
let's do this again. I appreciate, you know, you guys, what you guys are doing for us, and you know, just, you know, whatever you guys ever need from us, we will bend over backwards to make sure you guys get what you need, because you guys don't have to do any of this for us. So we appreciate it.
Glad to have you out here. We're mtradio.net, and you know, we're just supporting Montana music right now.
Awesome.
We're a community internet broadcasting platform for Montana to help Montanans get out to the world, and to help the world also come into Montana. So that's what we're about here. At the moment, we're all basically community supported, and
great,
nice.
It's all about just everybody helping each other out and just, you know, getting the music scene going around.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, without you guys doing stuff like this, you know, it's very hard. You know, you have, you know, the Hot 101.9s or whatever, and they play no local music. Period. You know, you can't get any local music going in there. So
top 40,
if you guys aren't doing this, there is no hope for local artists in this area, period. Period.
So we're going to close off Earthship Radio here. We got three more tracks here from the Young Hitters.
Hitters.
Family Affair.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Enjoyed us on the Earthship.
Good show. Great show. Appreciate it.
Wiggle, 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 wobble. I'll drop it down low.
Pick it up and then drop it low. Girl, you know I wanna see some more. Pull my cash out, flash some more. Show our girl, work a pole. Girl looks sweet just like some honey. Ass is shining so bright and sunny. Hell no, girl, I ain't acting funny. Go on, girl, slip on some money.
Go ahead, girl, count that bang. Call a wow when you drop that thing. Love the way that you twist and twirl. Turnpike and you go ahead, girl. Ass pipe, give a round of applause. Money flies when you stop and pause. Hit it, girl, just drop that bra. Jaws drop when you drop that bra.
Look at me, know I do it big. Ain't no reason to scale me. Two hoes tryna share me for a double dance and a tailpiece. Tip drill, I'm Nelly. She say, ain't a dream you can sell me. Let me slide this credit card to your ass cheeks and you tell me. Cause the ATM on that side, my pocket still got bad hives. They breaking out, they breaking out. Got ones and twenties, no damn five. She do it on that pole like she do it on that dick. If she do it all on mine, then that's jackpot and you rich. Hey.
And then I drop it down low. I pick it back off the floor. After I drop it down low.
And then she wiggle, wiggle.
So then I drop it down low.
After she wobble, wobble.
I pick it back off the floor. I pick it back off the floor. After I drop it down low. I pick it back off the floor. And then I drop it down low.
All eyes on her, she show you just how it go. The way she wiggle and wobble and drop it straight to the flow. She out there doing her thing, the head student of the bad class. The school's in session now, throw it back with your bad ass. I'm thinking of smashing, she trying to make that true. I'm like, you better stop playing, girl, you know what I do. She pulled my head up quick and told me you gon' see. She started twerking on the splits and I threw all my grin.
G-strings and them tongue rings, booty pumping like piston rings. Slide down the pole with a swing, body twisting like spiral springs. Shaking ass where she put in work, high heels and them mini skirts. Take it off, wink with a smirk, dudes in the back go berserk. Bent over, she licked them lips, twerk the back before move them hips. Handstand, flip into split, go on girl, pick up them tips. Champagne and daisy chain, squirting like a broke water main. Weather main, say clear to rain, disagree, I see rain.
Down low, and then I drop it down low. I pick it back off the floor. After I drop it down low,
and then she wiggle, wiggle.
So then I drop it down low.
After she wobble, wobble.
I pick it back off the floor. I pick it back off the floor. After I drop it down low, I pick it back off the floor. And then I drop it down low.
Body in these rows, she killing them, it's a murder scene. She popping on these hoes, she feeling in for that twerk team. Short skirt of them booty shorts, I don't care what your money bout. Bands out and you putting in work, best believe that's coming out.
Bad props in them stripper poles, hip hop and that rock and roll. Wild ride but don't lose control, tease them and then tease some more. Wiggle wobble, I do adore, pick it up back to the floor. Exactly what I've been looking for, like Miley Cyrus been twerking more.
Dropping 20s just like a change, hips ready, go go insane. Private dance, she on me rockin', swear that ass, throwin' hip hop lockin'. Ash crank, she hit a 10.9, big ol' ass, and a grace fall line. Name and number by the end of the night, going home with me, aight.
Wigglin', wobblin' on that flow, pussy poppin' it. Arch that back and she droppin' it, I catch you, I got it, bitch. We launchin' them bands at them, they jump on the bandwagon. Young boy, young hips, them niggas in here sweat.
Wiggle, wiggle, wobble, wobble. Wiggle, 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 wobble.
And then I drop it down low. And then I drop it down low. I pick it back off the floor. After I drop it down low.
This is for the hood, this is for the streets. This is for the block you bang 7 days a week. This is for the hood.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
This is for the hood, okay. This is for the streets. This is for the block you bang 7 days a week. Okay. This is for the hood.
I represent my hood, nigga, I represent my block. I did everything that I could, nigga, for everything that I got.
Folks like y'all see that? Nah, nigga, we ain't seen that. We don't talk to cops. Our eyes open, our mouths shut on that weak ass. We draped up, dripped out, put some lean out for PMC, man. Screams fall, bass knock, beat the block up like feedback. If I need cash, I don't wait on it. I grind hard and I see past all opposition. Money running, no such thing as me being last. Y'all niggas make me laugh, make you know what's happening. But you come wrong where I'm from, them niggas won't hesitate to start clapping.
Trailer park with a stepdad,
in the back out of meth lab. Table full of coke, blood roach, got money stashed in them paper bags. Not safe around here in single. You better know all the lingo. Man, there's a zoo around here, cause gorillas in it on mingle. Now fake niggas get you, but real niggas get body too. So out of towners and square dudes don't mess well, best pass through. Them hood niggas be bust heads when situations are misread. Better be about what you talk about or wind up in a creek bed.
For the hood, this is for the streets. This is for the block you bang 7 days a week.
Okay.
This is for the hood.
I represent my hood, nigga. I represent my block. I did everything that I could, nigga. For everything that I got.
Come across them train tracks. Yeah. Gotta watch where you hang. Talking about you got paper, they act like they ain't hear you say that. They ain't name folks for them bankrolls. You can try to get payback, but won't see nothing like refunds. That's foul, niggas don't play that. We ain't got no job. But everybody got work though. Take a picture for Instagram, count rubber bands on my workflow. Big blunts of purple, no codeine, can't slurp slow. Hard liquor and dyke bitches that fight niggas and her hoes.
Like for the ghetto bird, the streets is so disturbed. Molly crack, cocaine, heroin, and hella earth. Yelling in fist fights, needles and bass pipes. Streets got hood stripes, big guns with hella knives. Better move in silence, all them tyrants come with violence. It's a cold game, don't want your fam to hear the sirens. Hustlers got big weight, moving work from state to state. Tell a perpetrate, or commit, will exterminate.
This is for the hood, yeah. This is for the streets. This is for the block you bang 7 days a week.
Okay.
This is for the hood.
I represent my block. Said I represent my hood, nigga. I represent my block.
This is for the hood, yeah. This is for the streets. This is for the block you bang 7 days a week.
Okay.
This is for the hood.
I represent my hood, nigga. I represent my block. I did everything that I could, nigga. For everything that I got.
It's been said, it ain't about where you're from, but where you at?
Where you at?
But where I'm from, don't nobody really give a damn about all that. See, I represent my hood, I represent my block. Did everything I could to get everything I got. I represent my hood. I represent my hood. Hood. This is for the streets. This is for the block you bang 7 days a week.
Okay.
This is for the hood.
I represent my hood, nigga. I represent my block. Said I represent my hood, nigga. I represent my block.
This is for the hood.
Yeah.
This is for the streets. This is for the block you bang 7 days a week.
Okay.
This is for the hood.
I represent my hood, nigga. I represent my block. I did everything that I could, nigga. For everything that I got.
Hold and caress. I must confess, it's your body that I hope to possess. I will address the situation with a little finesse. Present a rose and give a kiss on the nose. I admire the silhouette as you go taking off clothes. You start to rush, I tell you, take it off slow. Please, baby, we got the time, we ain't got nowhere to go. Passion and love, honey, it's all through the night. Then we wrestle a little bit all while we play pillow fight. I be your king, you be my queen through the night. I love watching your body shining in the moonlight.
When you ready, I will be right here waiting for you. When you're ready,
when you're ready,
when you're ready, just call on me, you know I will come through. When you're ready, when you're ready,
can't wait for this moment and anticipating you and Victoria's Secrets with them sexy laces. It seemed like you ready for my conversation. Ready to give it to daddy, come with no hesitation. Yeah, it's all in your eyes and your replies. I wanna grab your breasts and thighs. Your body is fly. Late night, slow jams, bumping Kells on the beach. And when the album's finished, we put it back on repeat. Call me Kobe, and the fourth I deliver. Make you feel my love, y'all make you shiver and quiver. You gon' learn one-on-one sex encounter. From the bed to the floor to the counter and shower. I can tell that you want it, cause you shooting subliminals. Fancies working out in all types types of intervals. The love that I give that drive you insane. It's that Jason lyric shit, Jada and Al and Payne.
When you ready, I will be right here waiting for you. When you're ready, when you're ready, just call on me, you know I will come through. When you're ready, when you're ready, I can see it in your face. You're not happy anymore. Keep saying things will change. What are you waiting for? Baby, you should be with me. Let me show you what love can do. I can give you what you need. I'm the only one for you. I'm the only one for you. When you're ready, I will be right here waiting for you. When you're ready, when you're ready, just call on me, you know I will come through. When you're ready, when you're ready, I will be the one you need. I can be your everything. All you do is call on me when you're ready, and I'll show you the finer thing. I can be your fantasy. I will give you all of me when you're ready.